You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Oh, great. All right. Welcome back to another episode. The podcast. Oh, I'll be the host of this year's podcast, Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
In the bottom square, looking fly as fuck today. It's an early one, Matt.
Yeah.
He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
We're coming out of Thanksgiving, heading into Christmas. What's going on, boys? It's been a couple weeks. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Up there in the top screen, getting everything all set up, ready to rock. Matt Conner, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Dude, this guy does look like he's ready to rock and roll over here.
Yeah, right?
Cobb's got wrist... What are those called? Wrist cuffs? Golden?
I honestly don't know. They're like those things that like the genie wears in Aladdin.
For sword fighting. Oh, genies wear them too. Yeah, they're big-ass gold cuffs. Sick-ass reflective orange shades with the like 90s skier shape.
Shout out to Pit Viper.
Those are Pit Vipers, huh?
God, they're sick.
Well, I was just saying, you look very American, and Americans won today, so maybe you got that eagle in you.
Dude, it's hilarious, boys. Honestly, I just came home from work covered in caramel from a long day at the popcorn shop. These things were sitting on my desk because they had been shipped in like over the last couple weeks. I smoked a joint outside, and I was just like, all right, let's throw on our gear and do business. So I'm ready to rock and roll.
Love it.
I like that stuff shows up to your parents' house and they're just like, we'll just leave it on his desk.
Oh, yeah. And especially like the most random stuff ever, dude. Like, look at these. It's like gold shoulder pads for Burning Man. Like that, like, you know, like, what's
like the captain
guy
of a ship would wear?
Yeah, exactly. Or I was going to say like these gold cuffs are like something like Xerxes would wear in 300, but it's all just random stuff that I originally ordered for Burning Man costumes, but it showed up late. So now it's just sitting, but like I live in Austin, so it's just at my parents' home, you know? And like, I think they're forced to like, you know, come to grips with the fact that, you know, that I'm into some activities that, you know, they probably are never going to understand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've been three times. I still think the first time we went, you looked at that bag and it was like from rave till dawn. It's like, yeah, the gig is up.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, Matt, I asked Cobb, I haven't asked you yet. Did you watch the World Cup today?
Just the first half.
Oh.
I had work. Yeah.
You saw everything you needed to see.
I did. Yeah, I was pretty excited.
That was Ted, what did you think of the boys out there?
I mean, I would call that an ugly win. But hey, you had to win to get through. You got through, and now it's pretty simple. You just got to, you know, if you want to advance, you just got to win.
Yeah, seriously. No crazy pool play or differentials or whatever.
I did want to ask you, boys, did that second goal look like it should have counted?
You know, I thought it was good. But I'm also an American fan.
Yeah, I mean, I knew I was asking American fans, but at least you guys are soccer fans, so you'd be able to spot it better than me. It looked good to me, but I was like, I'm American, and I don't really follow soccer that much, you know. I mean, clearly, but it's I'm used to hockey where there's big blue line.
Yeah, yeah, it was a little tough to tell. I didn't actually see it. I was shoveling popcorn into a caramelizer at that exact moment, but the people who were in the room with me said they thought it was a goal. And okay. They're definitely into soccer. What were you saying, Ted?
That's just what I was going to say. Yeah. And they're like, there's just certain things that are hard to understand. And like, soccer is a pretty simple game, but sometimes like offsides can be confusing. I was going to say, even like handballs, right? When they were appealing for that handball, it's like, well, it touched his hand in front of the goal, but it like ran up his arm. Like his arm wasn't in a, forget the term, like it wasn't in a position where it shouldn't have been.
Yeah. And in fact, when your arm is pressed against your body, you actually can use your body in that way.
Yeah.
By the way, like you could hit it with your hand if your hand is flat on your stomach, for instance.
Have you heard that your team actually won our league?
Yes, but we haven't talked about it on the podcast yet. How will you tell the people what we're about?
I mean, look, they listened to the one last week. Like, your team didn't sponsor me. Your team didn't even sponsor your sister's team, but yet you won the cup.
What did I say at the beginning of the season, boys? Cobb's popcorn is about one thing and one thing only. Okay. And that's hardware. Okay. Championships. That's what this team is made of. Now, have we threatened the league with pulling our sponsorship if Ted's not our premier player? Yes, we have. The email's been sent. We want him back. He's our superstar. He's our rock. We build our team around him. But were we able to get some hardware? Were we able to get the W without him? Yeah. Does it feel as sweet to not see Ted drink from the cup? No, it doesn't. We wanted our man on board. We're with him all the way. I know he's been photographed in a few Smith family popcorn sweatshirts and t-shirts around town. And I got to say, he's back on Team Cobb for the Christmas season. And we're going back to the championship. Thank you.
So, Matt, I don't know if I talked about last week. I can explain to you. It's just so funny. It's like we're sitting there at like the end of the year. It's like a little awards thing. So everybody's drinking, eating pizza. Some people were power chugging Cokes. I don't know. I'll bring that up at another time. I was just like, man, that guy really likes soda. What was he going to say? But yeah, they're like Paul's like, yeah, man. It's like he's got the cup. He's drinking out of it because he was one of the coaches on the team. I'm like, this is horrible. And then I'm sending Cobb and Rowan pictures of like the championship. And I'm like, you guys did win.
Wait, did you send us photos? Because I still have not seen a photo of a championship squad.
Oh, you know what? I haven't sent you the photo of the championship squad. I'll rip it. I'll rip it off Facebook or something tomorrow and send it to you.
Perfect. I would love that.
Yeah. I mean, you guys look good.
Well, you know, we try, Ted. And honestly, I would say it's training, it's nutrition, and it's focus, you know, culmination, a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication out there in the bars across Washington. And here we are, top of the beer league. So top of the heap, don't act so surprised. By the way, for people listening, there are four teams in this league.
Right. You're like getting so, and I was like, ah, yeah. I mean, it's good speech. I like it. Hell, I want to play for your club again.
That's what, see, we need you back, Ted.
Yeah. Especially in the spring, too. Yeah, I had, I missed too many games, had stuff going on, like spring season. Ted Smith is back.
You're our guy.
Also, you know what? I'm just cleaning up talking to Cobbs. I haven't seen anybody. I haven't talked to you guys both last week. I also still have a ton of European chocolate that is yours from Ron.
That's what's up. I'm in.
But I won't lie. It's been a couple weeks. People have come by. I've had some, like, it's dwindling. There's the Kit Kats are in there. Like, picnic bars are gone. There were some bars I can't even pronounce. But everybody's like, these are unbelievable. And I'm like, yeah, got a whole bag of chocolate bars. Like, if we just be careful with the Kit Kats.
Yeah, I go, yeah. Take two. They're for my friend. That's awesome, man. Yeah, I know, dude. We got to link up, man. I've been wanting to hang with you for a while now. And, I mean, we got some time and we had talked about, I don't know, we talked about some plans. Obviously, I'll see you on Christmas Eve, but yeah, we got to get a hang in, hopefully this Saturday morning for the game.
Right. So that was my next question. And it's going to be hard because we won't get the answers till next week after it's out. But like, I'm pumped it's on a Saturday morning. Now, granted, I watch English soccer and F1, so I'm used to getting up. But like, this Saturday is like the only Saturday in December I don't have like super set plans. So I'm just like, oh. When they won that game today, I'm like, game on. 7 a.m., cruise into some college football conference championship games. Like somebody even offered me a ticket to the Kraken that night. And I was like, what time's that start? Like 7:30? Like, no chance.
Yeah, I'm going to be tapped. Wait, is the game at 7 a.m.?
Yes.
Starts at 7 a.m.? Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
And you're right, dude. When you say, like, in terms of, like, early morning Saturday, you know, exotic foreign sports, like, you're 100% that bitch.
Yeah, and it's like, I like doing it, but like for the Wales game, right, like the first game of the tournament, I went to Fuel in Ballard. By the way, public service announcement, Fuel is not in Pioneer Square anymore.
Yeah, you just shocked me when you said that. I was about to be like, they're in Ballard now?
Same bar, same owner, but yes, they're in Ballard now.
All right,
so I went there for the Wales game. It was dope, man. Like, Rob was there with his son. Danny from BJ and Migs was with us. So we're like hanging out, having a good time. But it was Monday. So like the game ends and like the bar leaves. But I heard Friday, I went to a house to watch the England game. I heard every bar by 11 a.m. Like by 10:30, you couldn't even get into it.
Wow. Damn.
Right. So I'm thinking this Saturday, like, bars have to open early, but I'm like, it's a Saturday. People are off, just like last Friday. I'm like, it should be a fun event.
Yeah. What are you thinking? Or we could talk about off where you want to watch it, but yeah, that'll be sweet.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get people pumped on this podcast too. Like, I know I'll see you, jackass.
Well, yeah, no, what I was going to say, I wasn't sure if you were like, bars are going to be so busy that I don't want to say on this podcast where I'm going to go watch it. But if you do, I'm in.
Oh, you know me. You know exactly I'm torn right now.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to give you.
Because I'm like, we could go to a bar, but also, so this is a good discussion to have. You can go to a bar, but also, I love hosting or going to somebody else's house. Like, is there a breakfast appetizer dip? I got to look it up.
Dude, there probably could be a breakfast dip.
Right?
Wow, I didn't even think about that. I feel like it definitely involves cheese, probably some sausage. God, I don't even know. Some eggs in there, kind of like a quiche type dip situation. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta be. Well, another, you know, like, listen, Maryland football, not the greatest program. So we play a lot of noon games on the East Coast. So, like, you learn how to work around and mix in breakfast foods for your tailgates, right? Cakes and eggs is the easy old term. But
yeah, I feel like maybe like a salmon omelet or like a salmon quiche type dip could be a good move, you know?
Ooh, it's not a bad call.
Is that too like pretentious? I don't know. It seems a little exotic, but it seems good.
Dude, I feel like Ted can get away with bringing pretentious dishes because he's so unpretentious that they'll just say, damn, Ted, nice quirk.
Like, it is kind of fun when Ted goes fancy. Like, I feel like there was a phase there where he was just hanging out at the Met, which people who aren't in the area, it's like the nicest steakhouse in Seattle. He just kind of knew mysteriously just sort of knew the whole wait staff and like a couple of the chefs and was just like, you know, conspicuously spending a lot of time there. And it was like,
that's what,
like,
I'm saying.
He's high low, dude. He's
versatile. Yeah.
He is versatile.
So
shout out to my guy, Rob, that runs the bar down at the Met, Bruno. best waiter in there.
See, exactly. But it was just like, it was inexplicable. You're like, why is that? Like, he has no business there. Dude,
there's a difference between,
like, who is he meeting with? What is he doing? You know?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you could be, you know, high class without being pretentious. And I think that's where Ted really thrives a lot of times. As we know, he has a lot of forms.
Yeah, right. I know. But I'll tell you what, breakfast dip has never been done. But I feel like I want to make something like a, yeah. Yeah, lox. You could do lox and bagels. But man, what if I just show up? What, I mean, what if we just say screw it and still just make wings?
Yeah, I feel like wings hit at breakfast. Wait, I thought you were talking about going to a bar. You're talking about going to a home?
So that's what I was saying. You know me. Like, you were like, which bar? I'm like, oh, I'm split down the middle. I could easily go to a bar with a bunch of, excuse me, with a bunch of people, or I could just sit at somebody's house and cook food.
Gotcha. Yeah.
The classic bar versus home watching debate. And I mean, I think some things like the NFL, I think the NFL is almost like hurting from the home watching. Like, home watching is such a nice setup now, and you can watch Red Zone
at that
too.
Hour. Yeah. I feel like at that hour, home's a good move. A home.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, if you go to a bar, I mean, I feel like walking out of the bar is the tough part. Like, the bar ends at some point and it's 9 a.m. and you're just stumbling into the sunlight like you're, you know, a bachelor in Vegas. Like, that's just a tough transition. And you know it's coming.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. It happened to me after Wales because I had that Monday off. And then it was just like, before I knew it, I was like, oh, yeah, this bar's empty, dude. It's Monday at 2 p.m. Like, there's nobody. Like, people have, like, lives.
Yeah, and now you're that guy, you know?
Yeah, but Saturday, like Saturdays, man, Saturdays are wide open. That's like, you can get wild. So, right, so anyhow, I'd be interested, not just with the World Cup, to hear people's opinion on that, because I don't know. The energy of going to the bar if they score a goal is going to be amazing.
Oh, I know, that's the thing, dude. It's like watching a movie in a theater or watching sports. My favorite is like a big public plaza, like they do in Australia, where you're watching with hundreds of people on an inflatable screen for free. But a bar is a very close second. And like, there is, you know, it's different when you're just fist pumping with a couple friends on the couch. Obviously, the comforts are better. It's sort of like being on a yacht. You know, you have food, you have bathroom, you have whatever. But at a bar, like, there's a special something just chest bumping a stranger during a goal, you know, hugging people you've never met before.
I'm with you. But I have definitely, in the World Cups, when it's the only time it's ever happened to me. Like, we left at halftime. So we're like, we actually want to watch this game.
Yeah, that's true. And it can be tough to get like a, you know, get a seat and get a place where you can see. Weirdly, we were talking about you being that guy. Matt, have you noticed Ted's shirt? His distinct lack of sleeves for this episode?
I noticed it didn't have sleeves, but it says, I may live in America on the top.
Just the lack of sleeves. Tell me that's not destiny with what you told me earlier.
Dude. I sat down and I was like, is it snowing? And he was like, yeah. And he's sitting there f-ing sleeveless. Like, because I had heard that it was like going to be snowing. And I was like, oh, it could be. And I asked Ted, because he's sitting there sleeveless, like, and a shirt that says, I may live in America. I don't know what the bottom says. Maybe we just leave it as a mystery shirt for this episode.
Dude, but you think about, okay, so Ted is bald, has a beard, and is sleeveless. Matt, you got to reveal what you revealed to me earlier.
What did I reveal? Oh, I don't remember what I revealed.
How much weed did you smoke? The episode number.
Oh.
Ted, you are dressed immaculately for episode. Go ahead, Matt.
Episode Stone Cold Austin 316.
Episode 316.
Dude, like, I wasn't gonna have a beer tonight, but I'm like, maybe I should go crack a beer.
Yeah, and Ted's wearing like
crack a beer, Ted.
Stone
indeed.
Cold shirtless sleeve, and like, you have the look, dude. Like, you look like a budget, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like,
I'm,
you know, there's
Steve
like
Austin.
The fake.
Steve Austin off Wish.
Yeah, there's like, yeah, exactly. Like, there's like that guy who's fake Drake, who like impersonates Drake, and there's like one who does DJ Khaled. Like, you are like the fake Stone Cold Steve Austin right now for episode 316.
Oh, it's so good, dude.
Oh, man. Dude. The funny part is I can drink beers like them.
Yeah.
Because Ted Smith said so.
Now that's a t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. That's a t-shirt waiting to happen. That's a whole clothing line. That's merch right there. Dude, I for sure would wear that to a job interview. No question.
You have to ask. You probably don't know.
Yeah, if you have to ask, I probably shouldn't be working here.
Right. You know what? Interview over.
Yeah, in fact, I'd like to ask you I'd like to ask you a few questions. Okay. How secure do you feel in your job, Chief?
How are you running this business?
Because I listen to the podcast. We've got the CEO and Stone Cold Ted Smith.
Oh man. All right. You know what? We'll just take a break there. We'll come back and do some emails. What's happening in the cop topic? All right, let's try this again.
All right. Pretend we're not recording because we were great before the mics came on.
You should leave that part in there. We were great before the mics came on. All right, Matt, I'm going to actually jot down the time this time.
We crushed that break, too. While we were on break, that was great energy, boys.
Dude, that's the Achilles heel of this podcast, is all the funniest stuff is said as soon as we, like, before we press record and as soon as we stop.
All right, before we continue, though, I'm going to stone cold it.
Do it.
Cracked one.
Miller Lite. Yeah.
Because Ted Cold said so.
Downed it.
Honestly, yeah, Ted does look like a Wish version of Stone Cold Steve Austin, if you think about it.
It looks so good.
Matt, don't give me that much credit. It was pretty cold. I only got about halfway through. Oof. I had it in my head.
Yeah, you don't
chug this thing.
Too cold.
Realized, Matt, or welcome back, everybody. Thanks to our sponsors. I was also laughing when Matt was like, yeah, I'm looking at him. I'm like, is it snowing? Like, you're sleeveless. It's like, yeah, that's a good point.
Ted, dude, I got to highlight this, and I'm sorry to call you up, but I love on the break how I'm like, I might have smoked too much weed. And you're like, yeah, me too. And then you're like, back from break, let me smash a beer. It's like, Jesus. He's like, we have a problem. Let's compound it.
Called leveling out because Ted Smith said so.
Yeah. Houston, we have a problem. I'm about to make it worse. It's like one of the astronauts when they're like running out of oxygen.
There it goes.
Like, kick out a window.
He smashed it on his head too. Well done.
What do you think Stone Cold's days look like now? Like, what's that guy?
Oh, dude, he runs a ranch. He's got a pretty popular podcast. He owns a beer company. I don't think he drinks a ton.
That actually sounds about right.
I read a whole article
on a fan boat, but that sounds better.
But he's from Texas, right? Isn't he the Texas Rattlesnake?
You know what? I never thought about that until this moment, but yes, that makes a lot of sense now. I kind of just assumed he was like a Florida fan boat guy for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sure he wouldn't look out of place on a fan boat. Yeah. I'm pretty positive his ranch is in Texas. They had a whole reality show where like if you were like a pro CrossFitter or ex like college football player, you'd go to his ranch and try to get into these challenges. But it's Stone Cold, so it was badass, man. You had to like tackle each other or like tug of war, but to win tug of war, you had to like grab a stump.
Dude, honestly, I bet it looks cooler than it sounds the way you're describing it. That does sound like a rad show. Wait, I forgot to ask, and we don't have to talk about it. I didn't get to hear much about Germany. My only question is, so on the podcast before you left, we talked about the how do you say this? The nature, or no, there are some industries there that are legal
brothels?
That are not legal. Yeah, the super chain of brothels. So,
correct.
I mean, talk to me.
I did not go. Did I think about it? Yes. So Matt's heard this, the listeners heard this. We were like 40 miles or 40 kilometers south of Munich, Bavaria. And we were in a little village in the town next door with Wolfrathausen. Still got it, Matt.
You're getting better.
What's so Wolfrathausen?
That was like the nearest town because we were just in a tiny village. but like we were the last stop on the train.
Jesus, dude. I thought you were talking about like a specific type. You know, there's like hood rat girls. I thought that was like the German, like prostitute version. Like, oh yeah, we got us some wolf rat house. And
oh, no, no, no. So I'm just saying we were south of Munich, right? In Bavaria, which is beautiful, striking. So we didn't really have a chance. I didn't have too much time in Munich, but Sunday morning before the game, I was up early. I'm in my Corin Robinson original jersey. Like, I'm pumped, and like nobody else is up. I'd only been asleep for about 3 hours, and I started Googling, I started looking at Ubers, and I was like, they got to come to Munich at some point, as the game kicks off at 3:30. I'm like, it's 6:30 a.m. Like, I could get into Munich and have some fun and then meet everybody later. But
wow,
I didn't.
The breakfast shift. Is the breakfast shift at something like that at a whorehouse, is that smart or is that dumb? Like, are you getting last night's leftovers, or are you getting people like 9 a.m. fresh on a Monday morning who are just getting to work? You know? In terms of the people working there, not the clientele.
I mean, I can only speak from my experience at the Bunny Ranch, but the last day I was there, Maryland was playing a bowl game at like 10 a.m. So I went down to the bar at like 8:30, and like everybody wasn't like dressed up and good to go, but like some people were kind of sitting in like the room where everybody eats and everything. And she's like, are you working? She's like, yeah, I can be. I was like, all right, game kicks off at 10. See you in the suite.
Wow.
So I don't know, like that was just my experience, but I don't know. I'd imagine there's, you know, they're 24-hour joints usually, so I imagine there's still talent on the breakfast shift.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is this fresh talent, or are they at the end of a shift or the beginning of a shift? It's really my question.
I mean, it's a whorehouse. Does it matter?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, God, it's just, I don't know. It could.
Assume they've showered.
Yeah, that's probably true either way. I guess it doesn't matter if they've slept or not. I just, I don't know. And I don't know that there's any length of time that all of a sudden it's just gone. I mean, it is what it is, I suppose. I don't know. What do you think, Matt?
Well, I didn't know I was going to get to chime in on this one. I mean, it sounds, you know, it's round the clock fun. I mean, I've never checked my watch when I was about to go down on a chick. Like, what time is it? You know, excuse me, miss, how's your circadian rhythm? But, you know, I hear what you're saying. It'd be nice if she's like, hey, by the way, I just got off a 3-day weekend. It was really nice and relaxing. I went to the spa. You're my first client of the day. Like, let's have some fun. You know, that wouldn't be the worst thing to hear in that situation.
I never thought I would say this out loud, and my mom occasionally listens to the podcast, but I don't know that you want to be going down on women at a whorehouse, Matt.
I was speaking from my own experience there, not from what I'd be doing at a whorehouse, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know that time, it's like a casino, maybe. Maybe I could have said, hey, mom, it's kind of like a casino, you know? It's just, it doesn't matter what time.
I mean, you are playing the slots.
It always feels like, damn, Woo! Because Ted Cold said so. Ching. Wow, dude, that's like a line worthy of like a bad guy. That's like a tagline.
So no, I didn't go to a whorehouse in Munich.
I like that you Googled it though. Like, that makes me feel like we're on the right cast. You know?
Oh, dude, trust me. Like, I was seriously thinking about it. Then I was just like, hang on, like, people will be up in a little bit. Let's go downstairs, get a coffee, get a mimosa, I mean, get the engine warmed up. Which also I should say, then we went to a brunch spot like in Wolfrathausen. I always forget if it's Hausen or Hosen. Wolfrathausen. Anyhow, that brunch was awesome, dude. Like, I had Wiener Schnitzel, like the whole thing, liters of beer, shot of Jaeger. Like, that was a really fun experience.
Were there naked women there? Because there could have been, Ted.
There could have been.
Had you Ubered to the Wolfrathausen whorehouse. Oh, that's awesome, man. I feel like you in Europe is a win no matter what.
Well, I was telling Matt, I mean, look, my favorite parts are when I got to sneak off and it's just me talking to German people. Mm-hmm. You know, Like at the Hofbrau house, it was pretty simple because everybody's really excited. But like I just started talking to two Packer fans and they're German and they're like, how'd you get tickets and this and that? And like at dinner, like this fancy restaurant, the one couple, they're like, you're American. I was like, yeah. And we started BSing about everything, every sport except soccer, like football. And he was like, yeah, we're kind of tired of it. So like those are my favorite fun parts. Like, right now, one day I'll have to, I mean, German, but they all speak some English. Like it's got to, still a little sketched out about going somewhere where like they don't speak like English.
Yeah, I hear that. I've done that a couple of times and it's intense. Yeah, I feel like the touristy stuff is fun, but honestly, just basic local interactions are always my favorite too. That's why I always try to get off the tourist path if I can by renting a vehicle or, you know, doing something where I can sort of travel on my own, because like those everyday quotidian, you know, interactions are the most fun. Like just going somewhere and getting a coffee and hanging out in a cafe, or, you know, chatting with like a police officer or just whatever. Like, yeah, just everyday life, you know, watching people buy bread in Mexico City or whatever. Like that's the stuff that's real life. You know, it's not just like the tourist thing. Just like, you know, the Space Needle doesn't represent, like, satellites aren't going up there every day. And I feel like that's a lot of the real subtle joy of travel, is experiencing the world the way they experience it.
Yeah. Well, that's what was cool about staying outside of Munich too. Right. It's like that town we went to, like they don't get a ton of like Americans. Plus, like, yeah, you could see the Swiss Alps and everything. And it was just fun, like trying to get through the language barrier.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Dude, the Swiss Alps. That's pretty cool. That's exotic.
So I'm saying Bavaria is beautiful. And it reminded me a lot of the Northwest.
Mm.
I also made the joke a couple times. I'd tell them about Leavenworth, Washington, and they're just like, why? And they're like, they have a fake version like of this town. It's like, wow, like a town like this.
Pretty much, yeah.
And a couple times we were driving around, I was like, man, they do a really good job of doing Leavenworth here. It's unreal.
That's awesome.
All right, Cobb, we got some emails.
Yeah, boy. Let me try to dual screen here. Boom. Nice. Now I can actually see you guys. I'm like, what's usually going on? Ted, foot, I'm mouth. Greetings, fellas. Ted, I got to mansplain this. Ovals are in Indy too, and 250 mile per hour open cockpit crashes are much different than NASCAR. Most F1 drivers are terrified of the idea. Max, Danny, Nikki, and I think Lewis and Seb have all said it in pressers this year because of all the attention Indy drivers are getting. I think Kubica refused to do ovals his first season in Indy and only did city and circuits. Sorry, you'll get the last word, but I can't let you be that wrong. Love you, my man, but your megacast stories this week... love you, man, but your megacast stories this week of you eating crow inspired me. Keep on rocking, fellas. Scott.
Start at the beginning.
You want me to read the whole email again?
Just, I'm like, wait a minute. Well, I know the Indianapolis 500 is like the most famous race.
All right, I got you.
Maybe I was saying F1 drivers don't want to come over here, but I get what he's saying. Like some of them don't want to drive in the ovals and open cockpit.
And he said, P.S., in case it didn't come across, I was cackling like Ted with a shitting grin as I wrote this.
No, I'm just like, what did I say? Like, no, he's right.
Yeah, that's always tough. You're like, what kind of nonsense was I spouting 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, and like, right. Like, I just got into racing, so I assume those guys are like, maybe I don't want to race in Indy. But I never thought about, like, it's completely different racing.
Yeah, wait, so what's his point? I'm actually not quite understanding.
All right, read it again.
Well, yeah, when I read them, I feel like I'm not as much focused on content. Okay. Greetings, fellas. Ted, I got to mansplain this. Ovals are in Indy too, and 250 mile per hour open cockpit crashes are much different than NASCAR. Most Formula One drivers are terrified of the idea. Max, Danny, Nikki, and I think Lewis and Seb have all said it in pressers this year because of all the attention Indy drivers are getting. I think Kubica refused to do ovals his first season in Indy and only did city and circuits. Sorry, you'll get the last word, but I can't let you be that wrong. Love you, my man, but your MegaCast stories this week of you eating crow inspired me. Keep on rocking, fellas. Scott.
Yeah, all right. And I'm familiar with the Indianapolis 500.
What were the stories of you eating crow? What happened?
Oh, on the MegaCast?
It's all right.
I don't know. Like, maybe my thoughts on the Seahawks. I was probably just like, oh, I was dead wrong.
Ah! I'm going to laugh. All right.
We saw that team this weekend, though. I mean, that's kind of the team I thought they'd be.
God damn it, boys. Mr. Goodbar is a quality candy. This is not a complaint or a response to anything you said on the podcast. I just needed to contribute to this The Hungry Cast, August.
Well, listen, we all like Mr. Goodbar. We're just saying, like, he can't go grab one. Like, this is his time of year, right? You're going to get the little Hershey miniatures. There's four of them in there.
Yeah, where's my crackle bars in August?
Yeah, that's all we were saying is, like, you don't find, like, where the fuck are they, right? Or where's Mr. Goodbar? That's what we were saying. Yeah, if Mr. Goodbar was so good, why isn't he around?
Okay, bros. Listen to this. What is Mr. Goodbar, the original PSL, the original pumpkin spice latte? Because I didn't even know there was seasonal candies. Mr. Goodbar has been putting in shifts for a long time, way before Starbucks came out with that.
But is I don't think that Mr. Goodbar ever had the hype. I don't care what August says.
But Mr. Goodbar is not he's not seasonal.
Is he?
No. Well, now he is.
Can't buy in the summer.
Well, look, I'm
find
sure
him in stores.
Somebody will email us and be like, you could find a Mr. Goodbar in a store. It's like, yeah, whatever. Like, same with Crackle. I'm saying, like, they've been relegated for my taste to holidays now because they come in that 4-pack. Kind of like, I'm trying to think here. Let's look at Edgar Martinez. Now, Edgar Martinez played a long time, right? But for a lot of those years towards the end, he was just the DH, and he was a great DH. So Mr. Goodbar used to be an everyday field player, too. He was on the shelves. But over the years, right, like, you don't get a crackle anymore because Nestle moved in with the Crunch Bar. So Hershey said, all right. So I'm sure they're still out there somewhere. They're just hard to find.
Yeah, they had to kind of put him on the back burner. He's like a relief pitcher or something. Well, I mean, yeah, you know, I don't know that he can't be both that and the original PSL. But that is weird that there's seasonal candy, although I guess we should have seen this coming because we talk all the time about the best tasting M&Ms, which are green and red for the holidays.
Well, and I mean, isn't the original seasonal candy probably the candy cane?
Wow.
I'll be goddamned, Ted, you're right. I ain't never had a candy cane in the summer, boy.
Right? The summertime, it's peppermint.
I didn't even think about that.
Or spearmint. Peppermint. Yeah, I'm just like, so they're seasonal candies. Yeah, I'll tell you what. At some point in the near future, the three will just probably next week or something. We'll all have to go out and find the package of Hershey miniatures, and we can try each one. And now I'm old, so I like the special dark.
Oh wow, damn! Yeah, that is like a line. That's an invisible line that people cross where they, you know, they show their age. I got a weird candy for you guys. I'm not embarrassed to admit this, but it does feel like a weird secret because I ate them all before I got home, so no one knows I consume them. But there's a specialty candy shop near where we live, and I went in there, and I'm a fan of Dots. Some people make fun of me for that, but great candy. And they have Sour Dots. Very obscure. You guys ever heard of such a thing? No, Sour Dots.
I haven't, but I'm in.
Yeah, they were bomb. And I just secretly ate them. Threw the box away, never told a soul. So here we are. But yeah, I feel like candies are getting more, like, less general. Kind of like
did you eat them? Did you wanted them? Or you just didn't want people to know that you had bought Sour Dots?
Oh, no, honestly, neither. I just bought them because I wanted them. I ate the whole pack because they were good, and then just threw them away and drove home. And it's like, it didn't naturally come up in conversation, you know? Like, what have you been up to? Like, eating Sour Dots out on South Congress. How about you?
I told you when I was with my uncle and my aunt, after the service for my dad and stuff, we're driving over to Cousin Tom's house where everybody's going to hang out. And we stopped at Jerry Seafood and got what we told them was four orders of crab balls. Sorry, Tom, if you're listening. When we got to Tom's house, I was like, you know what, man, f*** this. We paid for them. Let's just eat an order right now in the car. And they smelled so good.
That's like, what's up, dude.
Yeah.
That's self-care right there. Okay, seriously. People tell you, like, oh, you got to, like, you know, take care of yourself. Give yourself a spa day. Like, that right there is self-care. You're just like, you know what? We goddamn paid for them. Let's sit in this car. Let's enjoy them together for a second. And we'll walk inside with the rest of them. Everyone gets some. But, like, this one is for us. This is for the home team. This is for the varsity squad.
Right. It's like, I think my line was, I was like, they don't even know we're bringing them.
So, yeah, right? Schrodinger's. Like, yeah, exactly.
We look like heroes either way. But also, like, Bill, Libby, it's been a long day. You've been just like, I'm sitting back here like, let's eat an order.
Yeah, exactly. They only missed out if they know there were four orders. But if they only know there were three, you know, they just got crab balls. They should be grateful.
And trust me, my friends, when we entered that house, it was chaos. We pulled out the crab balls. We said, where are they from? We said, Jerry's. Jerry's
crowd goes wild.
Crowd goes wild. Except my one buddy, Bernie. The woman he's married to has been married to for years is Jerry's, one of Jerry's granddaughters. And like they changed the family, like they changed who owned the restaurant years ago and they moved it from Lanham to Bowie. So then Bernie's like, did you really go to Jerry's? I'm like, yeah, man. Like, it's delicious. Of course we stopped there.
Wow, he was like personally a whole insulted.
Thing. He went, no, he's, I was like, you and like, it's fine now. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I just haven't had one in forever. So now we got four orders of these crab balls sitting out, and Cousin Tom already has a whole spread set up. But everybody's like, ah, I don't know. I'm like, just freaking eat them. I'm like, eat. Like, if y'all don't eat them, like, me and Phil are.
Oh, people felt bad?
Yeah, they were impressed. It's a $20 appetizer I'm showing up with.
No, wow. I meant, like, were they worried because of her family history or whatever? Like, why were people scared to eat them? Or just because you just rolled in deep?
We just rolled in deep and laid them out. Bernie was like, ah, I don't know if I should or whatever. I was like, come on, man. Like, your family's good. Jerry's fine. He's got his other restaurant. I'm like, it's one of those family things where, like, the two principals involved don't really care anymore.
Wait, but, like, Jerry is out of Jerry's?
He is.
Dude, that's bullshit. That's like his Zell's in heaven sent.
Well, hang on, though. But Jesus, I can't. You're I can't traitor, say too. I don't want to say too much. But trust me, there was. Jerry was fine with it. Jerry has a spot in Southern Maryland now that's just as good. It's yeah. Anyhow,
you know what? Next week, you're going to be saying that I'm fine with Smith Family Popcorn sponsoring a team in the league, and you're going to be their superstar. You're going to be their front man. Okay. I won't have it.
Well, look, like
hardware.
All right, Cobb, let me ask you this. Do you ever eat any other popcorn?
Ted, this feels like, why does this feel like an interrogation all of a sudden? Why does this feel like CNN crossfire?
Yes or no?
Bro, look, you know, look, many people in this world, they eat many things. You know, I can't remember every meal I've had over the last 30 years.
Right. All I'm saying is.
Yeah, dude, of course.
Right. Like when I was back east, like I bought some, like, I forget what brand it was, but they had Old Bay popcorn. So I was like, oh, I got to try this. And then, like, people in my family were giving me a hard time. They're like, our cousins have a shop. How can you eat that popcorn? I'm like, they don't care. So dude, that's the whole argument in the seafood restaurants. I'm like, the two people involved don't care anymore. Like, why is this still an issue? Eat a fucking crab ball. They're delicious.
Dude, I literally experience this all the time. Like, people will be, like, snacking on popcorn or something. They'll be like, oh, sorry. I'm like, dude, like, keep living your life, man. You're like, somebody will have something in their pantry or just like whatever, and they're like, oh, hey, sorry, man, I didn't know you're gonna be over here or whatever. I'm like, dude, like, how much of a megalomaniac would you have to be like, now that I sell popcorn, this is the only popcorn that anyone I've ever met is gonna consume in front of me. Like, it's just so ridiculous. In fact, I regularly buy popcorn from another brand in Austin. That's hilarious. Maybe I should start messing
with people. It's like when people, like, it depends. Like, sometimes people are like, oh, I don't listen to the radio. I'll be like, well, thanks, man. Right? But then people are like,
well, that's somehow helping you.
But then all stuff, I'm like, yeah, it's not a big deal. You don't have to say that. But like with podcasts, you're like, well, I haven't listened to your podcast. Like, it's fine. I'm just telling a story about my podcast, whatever.
He's like, I'm in a band, bro. That doesn't mean you can't like other music.
Right?
Oh my God, dude. I can't believe somebody out there is just boycotting all radio because they can't listen to you and they don't want to let you down. I don't know who that person is, but goddamn, they are loyal, dude. Don't let them go. If she has a name, dude, put a ring on that finger. Good Lord, right. That's loyalty. It's like, I mean, they're not even paying for radio. You know what I mean?
All right, like, before we get back to the emails. So last year, because Joe Buck and Troy Aikman do Monday Night Football now, right? But last year, they were still on Fox. So they would always do the Fox, you know, main Sunday game. So when the Mannings do their version of Monday Night Football, they have guests on, right? Like the game's on the side. They call it the Manning cast. So they had on Joe Buck, and Peyton Manning just goes, hey, Joe, like you got to listen to commercials all the time and stuff. Like, don't you, like, do you hate commercials? And he just looks up and smiles, and he goes, Peyton, I love commercials. I'm talking to you from my home in Cabo. I was like, that is the best response I've ever heard. He's just like, yeah, dude, like, commercials are my whole life. Like, we don't have commercials, I wouldn't get paid. I was like, God damn, that's such a fly, like, smart answer. Just like, yeah, I'm in my vacation home Monday after I called a game. Like, what am I going to shit on? Like, commercials?
Yeah, exactly. Dance with the girl who brought you. MCTP.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, here we go. One from Matt.
I will be in Palm Springs in February for a week. I am bringing my clubs for some golfing. What courses would you recommend for a high handicap player? I'm not a fancy golfer, so the more casual the course, the better. Thanks in advance, Nick Yalaka.
Okay.
Also, let me preface this. I can see this guy's photo on here. He looks hella cool.
Awesome.
Just general note.
Nice. Sick, dude. Well, have fun. in Palm Springs proper, there's a place called Tickets Creek. Or however the fuck you pronounce it. I still don't exactly know, but that's close enough. You'll be able to find it. It's like TAHQUITC.
Oh, yeah. You'll be able to spell that, bro. No problem.
Totally got normal. It, man. I mean, it's out there. Tickets Creek Resort is like the oldest public course in Palm Springs. It's super chill, it's pretty short. There's two courses. They're both pretty friendly. I think they call it the Legends one. That's the older one, is like pretty easy. I didn't play super well when I was there, but it seemed like it was pretty gettable. But it's a very casual place where, you know, I look overdressed in my usual golf gear. Cause I go, I'm a golf nerd. Yeah. Like I just have my shirt tucked in at the public course like a maniac. I see.
I think you should just roll with it. Like, yeah, I'm just slumming it here today with you peasants. And it's Palm Springs, so it's probably still a pretty good track.
Yeah, it's fun. It's it's pretty affordable this time of year, more so than the other places. But if you got money to spend and you're going out of Palm Springs, the mountain course at the La Quinta Resort is super sick and a ton of fun. A little bit harder, though. So, yeah, that's just a general, like, there's one end on one side of the valley and then a more difficult course that's a lot more expensive. So I like to play it in the off season.
What does a round of golf cost?
Dude, depends on the month down here. So I like in the off months in the summer, I pay about 24 to 27 to maybe 32 if it's a nice course per round.
It's like 120 degrees.
No, I mean, it's like 107.
I was being facetious, but I mean, okay, yeah, it's hot as the surface of the sun.
Did you get used to it? You know, it's a dry heat. We're desert rats.
Spare me. Wait, so what's it cost in the winter?
Yeah. You know, depending on the course, anywhere between like $90 to $200.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Per player, per round. Going out in foursomes. Just making it crazy.
Golf is an expensive habit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's Ted, I'm not even a member of a gym, dude. I run around a river.
That's why I'm studying golf fitness. That's my market. But like as a player, I like to go in the summer. It's nice. You know, the greens are a little friendlier. But yeah, that's wild.
Well, and listen, it depends on where you are. He's in a very specific golf place. There's a lot more affordable. But I would say overall, just equipment, like course, like stuff, like golf is just more of an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a pair of boots, some shinnies, and get it on.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. I pay a fee to play in the league.
Yeah, and we hope you'll come back and play with us.
Where you belong.
Yeah, where you belong. Hey, fellas, big ups to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
On your last podcast, Cobb asked where the hottest women on earth are from. I'm not a seasoned world traveler, but based on my limited experiences and some social contacts I've picked up over the years, I've noticed a lot of hot women from, and then he's got them listed out, 1, 2, and 3, which I love. Number 3, the U.S. While it never gets a lot of love for its women, I think the U.S. really outperforms its coverage. Just think about cute Southern girls. I would add to that American college girls. What do you think, boys?
Yeah. Or like city girls. Like, no, he's right. Like, plus the States is so big. It's such a wide variety of people.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying about Brazil.
Santa Barbara girls.
Oh, yeah. California girls.
Okay.
Let's just stop.
Yeah. Boys,
let's get all fired off.
Focus. Number 2. Yeah. We're headed into winter, boys. Focus. Number 2. Australia has a lot of attractive women, and their accent just makes them even hotter.
Fair.
Yep.
Lived in Melbourne. Agree.
Ron will agree with this. The guy, our buddy that lives in Belfast, before that game in London, we were at the Green Man pub, and like the bartenders were just attractive and like walking around with trays of shots and everything. And I don't know how to say this. They looked a little different. Like, maybe a little bustier or something. And he's like, yeah, they're Australian. And I was like, All right.
Pharma men.
This was in London, I should mention.
Yeah, they, yeah.
Christ, Ben.
What?
Oh, I just got on the Kraken game in the background. And it's like, they're just scoring goals at will. Both teams.
So, Dad, do you remember what we were saying?
Just got knotted at 4-4.
Wow.
You remember what we were saying 2 minutes ago? Focus.
Focus.
Sorry. Emails. Focus.
They keep blaring the horn.
Number 1. Austria has some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. I visited Salzburg a handful of years back, and it seemed like every other woman was a complete dime. Sincerely, Mikey Dubs.
Ironically, I could see the mountains. I was in Bavaria, so like on the other side of those Alps was Austria.
Okay.
I met an Austrian dude who was cool. You know what? He was pretty hot. Mikey, you're right. Those Austrians are a good-looking bunch.
That sounds about right, honestly.
Right, because I just assumed that had to be Switzerland on the other side. They're like, no, it's Austria. Like, you got to go farther than up. I was like, but those are the Swiss Alps. They're like, yeah, they get credit for them.
Dang, man. Yeah, everything you say about Europe, like, you know how, like, when English people talk, like, we just assume they're sophisticated, like British people? Well,
yeah.
I feel like everything you're saying about Europe, like, it just makes you sound like, you know, exotic and well-traveled. You're like, oh, yes, when I was in Bavaria, I'm like, damn, man, Ted's way more sophisticated than I realized. But then you lean back and I can see, like, your hairy arms, your hairy shoulders coming out of your shirtless America tee. And I'm like, no, he's back. He's one of us.
Matt, what it says on the bottom is, but I'll always be a gunner, but I'll always have the gunners in my DNA. It's an Arsenal shirt.
Okay.
This is the one that got me in trouble at Meltdown, because like the way I was sitting, nobody could see the second half of the shirt. They could just see like America and the cannon.
Oh no.
Right, finally, like, somebody was like, dude, I think they're wondering about your shirt. And I was like, oh, what's up, guys? I'm like, oh no, it's a soccer team, man. Like, I guess it does look aggressive. It just says America and there's a cannon on it laid over top the United States.
You know, summer, there's no sleeves on it.
Yeah, right, or it's snowing. All right, let's check in with what's happening.
Hey, what's good? What's man?
Whoa. Before we get to what's happening,
hey, what's good? What's man?
Whoa. Check out what's happening.
Hey, what's good? What's man?
Whoa. Before we get to what's happening,
hey, what's good? What's man?
Whoa. Check out what's
happening. All right. Had a great Thanksgiving. Yeah, that was, you know, we just hung out here. I had work kind of into Wednesday night and Friday morning. So, yeah, we just had the Tyler and I here, made a bunch of food, watched all the football. And you know, yeah, it was a super chill one, but really good food. Shout out Tyler. I didn't do much that day. So it was very relaxing. You know, it's been a weird year plus. So it was a, you know, another holiday that was a little bit less traditional, but we had a great time, the two of us. And yeah, just kind of, you know, she crushed it in the kitchen. So it was great. And then I think it was the next night. Yeah. The next night we went, so Thanksgiving night after football, we realized that that new movie that was out in theaters, Glass Onion, was a sequel to Knives Out. So we had to find Knives Out on YouTube and rent that and watch that first, with Daniel Craig. And then we went to the movies the next night. Maybe it was Friday, Saturday we did that. I don't remember. I'll say this, boys. Time was really weird last week, with having Thursday off and then not having any days off really of the weekend, having traveled. So yeah, I just got stuck in like a 10-day time warp leading into Thanksgiving. And then, you know, there's just random days off. Then I had to work Sunday this week. So it was just kind of all over the map. But Thanksgiving itself was good. Knives Out was good. Glass Onion was good. I actually fell asleep because those theater chairs, those recliners, like, you go to
they're luxurious.
It's too nice. It's like, do you know how high I got for this? And you're going to give me this chair? Like, those old school ones, like, you could pay attention a little easier. Like, so I passed out for parts of it and don't really remember the end, but they put the movie out for, like a week in theaters, and then it's gonna be on Netflix in like a couple weeks. It's some weird split release, but it was a good movie. It was fun. It's like a big whodunit, and I don't know. I'm excited to find out. I fell asleep before the ending.
I like that. It's a good movie. She goes see it. I have to watch it again. It was so good. I fell asleep.
No, yeah.
I told you.
Real page turner.
Yeah, right.
That's an indictment on the theater, and then the rise of these luxury chairs. That, like, this wasn't a luxury movie theater. It's just a regular ass theater. They all have those chairs now. And like, yeah, as soon as it hit the recline position, I was like, I'm not going to make it through this movie. They had, okay, that's what it was. We were there a little bit early. They had Pizza Hut. So I just had a pizza because Pizza Hut, like, I feel like movie theater pizza is not a great thing most of the time.
It's not traditional. I wouldn't think, I'm gonna go to the theater and grab a slice of pie,
right? Yeah. But it was a personal pan Pizza Hut pizza that, like, I could tell was fresh, you know. And they used to have them at the middle school that I went to in Manhattan Beach.
And you had Pizza Hut in your middle school? Dude, was, you're like the rich kids we heard about. Like, we always heard that there was like a Taco Bell at some high school.
Yeah. It wasn't a full-on Pizza Hut. You could just, the pizzas were from Pizza Hut. It was like
pizza name Hut, brand. Pan like pizza. It said the word Pizza Hut.
Yes.
Oh, there's, my God.
There was no actual Pizza Hut. It was great. Their fake cheese is better than most real cheese. So I was excited when I saw the Pizza Hut logo on the movie theater pizza. And then I just get the straight cheese one with them. It's like, I don't even need the pepperoni. I think Domino's pepperoni is better, but Pizza Hut's cheese is just so good. So that put that, you know, I ate
so
that
Pizza Hut in the chair. That's
and then I
out.
Ate that upright, you know, and then I kicked back.
Jesus.
I was like, damn, dude, this isn't happening.
Matt, there's a lot to unpack there. I mean, first of all, I just realized that the school that I was told had a Taco Bell was 1 mile away from your high school because it was East Lake High School and you went to Sammamish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So second of all, I can't believe that you had freaking Pizza Hut in Manhattan Beach. You were like the kids that we like dreamed of being. And third, wait, what was the third thing I was going to say? I don't know. You won the childhood game.
Thanks, man. But like you got yeah Ted.
Like, nice dude.
Yeah,
yeah Ted, say, you what say you
want,
something, bro.
What do you want me to say? I like Pizza Hut. It's yeah. a good movie. I will say this in defense of myself, knowing that it's coming out on Netflix in like 3 weeks. Really, there's a mental like, oh, I'll just check it out later and see what happens. It's good so far. I'm excited to, you know, check it out. And
you're fine. It was just funny. You're like, no, it's a good movie. Go see it. Like, yeah. And the guy fell asleep. Well, they have these chairs. There's pizza. When I saw pizza, I was like, we're going way down a pizza hole here. I think it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
God, apparently nobody does out Pizza the Hut. So, all right.
They've out pizza mead before.
Okay. So, you know, I didn't get into music till I was about 25, and now I'm super into it. I love listening to new music, hearing new artists, what they're into. And I love reading lyrics. Lyrics are usually a lot more dense and thoughtful than you would think. And I feel like, you know, they're so emotional and riveting oftentimes. And so it's interesting reading about an artist's backstory and then seeing what their lyrics are and what it is that they are feeling compelled to sing or create music about. And so this is a recent reveal to my girlfriend. So oftentimes she'll be listening to a song, like a party song, and I'll be like, hey, do you know what this song is about? And she's like, no. So I'll read through the lyrics and talk to her about it. And I feel like many times songs that were like fun party songs that she just was enjoying for the last 10 years turn out to be these like sad, twisted sagas about people's lives, you know, as songs tend to be. And so, you know, there's been a couple lately, but like one, I don't need to throw out a bunch of examples, but things like I'm Sorry, Miss Jackson, or, you know, Heartless by Kanye, like those are pretty obviously, you know, have some tough lyrical content, but are kind of like fun, upbeat songs at times that you've heard, you know, in nightclubs. So anyway, the cop topic this week is, what's a song with happy music but dark lyrics? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. You know, 88% chance you'll get it read on air. What's a song with happy music but dark lyrics?
There's like a famous one, and it's about doing heroin, but it was like a poppy rock song.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. And then I pumped up. I took the hit that I was given, and I bumped again, and I bumped again, and said, hey, how do I get back there to... That's the one you're talking about?
I think so.
The place where I fell asleep inside you. What song is that?
That's one about crystal meth. Semi-charmed
it's about
light.
Crystal meth. Semi-charmed yeah.
blind. Oh, I guess I should have known. Or third eye blind.
Yeah.
Yeah,
weirdly, I saw them 2 weeks ago. Yeah, semi-charmed life. Yeah, dude, they were for free show outside the UT game.
They did a free show in downtown Palm Springs for Pride last year.
That's what's up. Yeah, dude, semi-charmed life is such a fun song to listen to. And you read those lyrics and it is all about doing crystal meth.
Dude, I will say this, though. I am. It's about crystal meth. Thank you. I'm much more of a music person, too. Like, I know a lot of lyrics to songs, but like, I don't know. I don't really think about them too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time it's like just fun and you enjoy the song. But then, yeah, occasionally you'll just read through and you're like, oh, my God.
I'm not even kidding. They're playing the Kings. It is now 6-5. They have, since I mentioned that, they have scored 3 more goddamn goals in this game.
That's wild.
Where are the goalies? Jesus.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to focus. Every time I turn around, I'm like, ah, it's time. Oh, I just scored another one.
That sounds like Wayne Gretzky's 3D Hockey 98, that old N64 game, which I loved.
Have you ever heard the theory about music and the lyrics? It's like...
the theory? There's just one?
Well, the theory that when you're in a good mood, you hear the music. If you're in a bad mood or you're down a little bit, you'll pay more attention to the lyrics. So, I mean, I think you generally like the lyrics, but I always find myself, if I'm in like a kind of a tougher spot, I'm like, listen to the lyrics. But like, I don't know. Like, there's some songs where it's like, yeah, I know it's dark, but like, I like that song. Let's just have fun with it.
Dude, you're weirdly, I've never heard that theory before, and you're totally right. I didn't even possibly consider that, but you're right, dude. When you're sad, like, you really do hear the lyrics. And you're like, like, they feel the same as me, you know? That's, yeah, wow. 100%. I don't even know what to make of that. Ted, God, I feel like sometimes you and Matt both will, like, you'll throw out these, like, crackpot stoner theories, and occasionally you guys just stumble on a profound gem that I'm like, how from the chaos of your mind did that emerge? It's like the primordial soup. And you guys will just hit me with these gemstones that I can't unhear.
Well, I will say, it's not a high comment. Just going to keep in mind, like, I work at currently, and Matt worked at, like, one of the biggest radio stations in the country. Like, we kind of deal with music.
Wow. That's honestly...
Somebody much smarter than me made that theory.
Dude, they're not wrong, man. Give that man a Nobel Prize. That's dead on.
One time, I was at a karaoke bar, and I'd heard the song in passing. I'm not a big Rihanna fan, but this girl came up and did karaoke to Rude Boy by Rihanna, which is all about ED and like, can you get it up? And the lyrics were just all, and it was just this hot chick just like nailing this song about a dude not performing up to standards, and I've never been more intimidated in my life. Voice, I was just like, I want nothing to do with you, lady. I have anxiety just watching this.
like she has been in this situation and she's still pissed.
Yeah, you are out there exercising some demons. Like, relax. I'm sure it wasn't about you. You're super hot. Like, that might have been the problem. You're too hot. It freaked him out.
I know, but you can't say that. Nobody wants to hear it.
Nobody believes you. Like, yeah. So that was what I was just deducing from the situation, and she was doing it. But that's a wild, wild lyrical journey from Rihanna. She has that other one about like BDSM and stuff too. And like, they're hits.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I probably know the lyrics, but I just would never sit there and think about them. I shouldn't say never. It just doesn't dawn on me to think about them.
I don't know if this song's about ED so much as just like her wanting to have sex with this guy, it's sounding like, or considering it. And tonight I'm going to let you be my captain. Tonight I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to let you be a rider. Giddy up, babe, let's ride. This is wild. I honestly have heard this song a million times. I've never even thought about the lyrics. Good call, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of her lyrics are like that, but I don't really pay much attention. But that one, I was just like, this girl is like, has some tone to her where it's like, she's angry about getting it up. Like, and I didn't even know that was like right in the chorus.
All right. Well, if you got it up, you got to remember to get out. So from CTV. The Ted Smith is the podcast. Cheers.
He's a stone cold.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.